Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. My guest has found that wherever he goes, he can release the Spirit of God. I mean, he walks into buying a cell phone. You've bought cell phones before, and he's just talking, but he's bringing the Spirit of God in this place, and he's figured out how to be conscious of it and how the presence of God will just radiate wherever he goes. And guess what? The people in the cell phone store fall over, slain in the Spirit. You interested in understanding how to walk in the presence of God like that? I am. You know, the miracles just flow off of my guest. I mean, I'm just having to put some makeup on me, and the makeup artist is telling me she has a rod in her leg. It causes her to waddle and have discomfort. And so I said, Bill, go pray for her. And just a few seconds ago, she was doing makeup, and she said, this is amazing. No, it's not. It's normal. Normal is defined by the Bible. Now, Bill, just kind of whet their appetite. What kind of miracles are happening now that are kind of spectacular going on in your life? Is there a trend?
There seems to be seasons. I don't understand that, but there seems to be shifts in focus and emphasis. And for the last few years, we've had a great number of people healed of head trauma, very serious brain injuries, fatal things that were terminal diseases of the brain, all the way down to a dyslexia, a bipolar, those kinds of things. We've also had a lot of people healed with metal in their body, where they had restricted movement, or you could feel a metal plate in the wrist and their screws and all of that. I really was encouraged from James Maloney, actually, to go after this, because he has had so much breakthrough in that area. So I just started taking risk, looking for the problem, and then praying for the people, and you could feel it's gone. The rod, the plates, the things that would prohibit them from bending, they're now have complete mobility. It's extraordinary.
Now, Randy Clark did his doctorate thesis. Yes, about yes. How many people did he say had metal turned to bone? Yeah, approximately?
It's hundreds. It's hundreds of people in his study that he has names, addresses, everything of folks over, I think he did it over a 3-year period of time. It's hundreds of people, not those that just raised their hand to say, but actually were able to follow up and verify. And it's an extraordinary a miracle.
Now, I think you're extraordinary, and I'm going to tell you why. 5 generations of pastors. Yeah. And his son is the 6th generation. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a phenomenal thing.
Yeah, that is amazing.
You are a blessed man. But even with all of that, you really didn't feel qualified to move in the supernatural or these spectacular things that are commonplace for you right now. What changed it?
Oh, goodness. I would pray for a season over people and nothing would happen. You know, I would do everything I could read to how to pray for people. No, nothing would ever happen. Nobody ever got healed. I had some die, but nobody would get healed.
By the way, he may be joking, but I actually had that happen to me. I started praying for people. Someone died.
I'm not joking. It happened to me, too.
Oh, you too. Okay.
Yeah, but anyway, it just wouldn't leave the pages of Scripture. So while I would leave it for a season, I would come back and be encouraged and go after it, no breakthrough. Finally, in 1987, somebody encouraged me to go to a John Wimber conference. And I heard them teach what I had been teaching for quite an extended period of time. So nothing was different in that aspect, but I saw that they took risks that I wasn't willing to take. And I came home, I didn't pray any differently. I started looking for problems, which was a new twist for me. But I didn't pray differently, but people started getting healed. It just, and it wasn't just on me, it was actually on the entire church, which was what I wanted. I wanted everybody to get in on it, you know. So I came home, began to look for problems, pray for people, and miracles actually started immediately. The one that really lit me up, ignited my heart, was a miracle that took place in a store. It was in a public place. It was just a friend who was not a believer, confessed a problem, was going to have to retire early age because of arthritis. And I just said, I believe God wants to heal you. It took 2 minutes to pray, whatever. Dramatically, dramatically healed.
What was he healed of?
Arthritis all through the joints. He couldn't hold tools. He couldn't reach for boxes on his shelf. He owned a business, and he was going to have to retire and quit at a young age in his 40s. And he was just dramatically healed in moments.
Are you telling me everyone that is born again can walk into the kingdom and have miracles happen?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Everyone.
We must.
No exceptions.
No exceptions. No.
They don't have to be have five generations of pastors.
No.
Okay. No. 1995. Bill gets desperate.
Yeah.
For 8 months, he is praying. What are you praying for 8 months?
Oh my, I get a little teary-eyed on this one. I just was praying for more. I knew there was more. We were seeing breakthrough, and I was so thankful, and I almost felt greedy, but my heart was exploding with hunger for more. More of God, more of His manifest presence, more of the kinds of breakthroughs that we see in Scripture. And I cried out day and night. I'd wake up in the middle of the night. I would wake myself praying. I didn't wake up to pray. I would actually be praying in my sleep, and I'd wake myself up praying.
You know, by the way, you know how I know this is true? His associate pastor went on a retreat with him, and he said, all night long, he hears this guy praying, more, Lord, more, more, in his sleep. Yeah. So I know it's true. But then he said one thing more. He said, there was like a glow over your face.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I didn't find that out till a year or more later.
I think God likes us praying for more. That's what I believe. Likes you praying for more.
Yeah.
Okay, so you prophesy to someone, maybe at 3 a.m. you can have an encounter with God. To someone else.
Yeah.
3 a.m, what happens to you?
Yeah, that same night, I woke up with, you know, how you're in a dead sleep, and then in an instant, it's a millisecond, you're as awake as you can possibly be. And I had what felt like 1,000 volts of electricity going through my body. And it was terrifying, exhilarating, all the above. And the only thing I had control of was my head. And I turned my head, and I saw the digital clock next to the bed. It was 3 a.m. exactly. And I instantly remembered the prophetic word I gave to a friend that night. And I said out loud, I said, you set me up. Because I knew that this was God, but I couldn't explain it. I was embarrassed. I mean, I had no control over my limbs. I would try to grab my arms and bring them down. My legs would get more violent. And this just went on and on and on. And I felt my face turn red. You know how you blush? I was embarrassed over what was happening.
Had you ever had any paradigm for this? Have you ever seen someone this?
No, never heard of it. Never heard.
Okay, hold that thought. When we come back, I'm going to have him pick up. And in the meantime, you keep telling God, more God, more.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
My passion is for you to walk in divine health 24/7. That's why I handpicked my favorite healing scriptures from many translations of the Bible, personalized them for you, and made them available in this free ebook. I want you to meditate or pray out loud these scriptures over your life daily and witness the supernatural healing power power of God's kingdom come upon you.
Download your free Healing Scriptures ebook now.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So my guest, at 3 a.m, he's praying for 8 months. He's been praying, God, I want more at any cost. If you had known Bill Johnson, what that prayer meant, do you think you would have prayed it?
Well, I think so, because I honestly prayed it with that kind of an abandonment. As much, you know, as much as I knew how, I was saying, God, I will pay any price. I just have to have more.
Okay. Take me 3 a.m. All right. What's happening to you?
Well, I as this presence is on me and this power is shooting through me, scenes begin to pass before my eyes. I could see, first of all, I was reminded of Jacob wrestling with an angel who limped the rest of his life. Mary, the mother of Jesus, you know, called the mother of the illegitimate child. You know, that stigma. And then the pictures that flashed, I saw myself trying to teach in front of our church in that condition, realizing there's nobody there that's going to believe this is God. There's no one. And then the next scene, I was standing, excuse me, in front of my favorite restaurant in town in that condition. I could see myself realizing that this, I'm going to be a mockery to the entire city. And I could tell that what the Lord was after is he was reminding me, I said, at any cost. And what I was coming to realize is that if I say yes to this, I may be in bed the rest of my life. I can't function. I can't do life. If I say yes, I'm giving up not only my right to dignity, I'm giving up my right to function as a normal human being. And I lay there for probably 20 minutes with tears going down the sides of my face, and I said, I'll take it. If I get more of you, you can do anything you want with me. Make me look any way you want, do anything you want. I don't care. I'll take the exchange if I get more of you.
So you're processing, obviously. You go back to bed the next night. What happens?
Same thing. 3 nights in a row.
After this encounter.
Yes.
What was God expecting from you?
As simple as it is, he didn't want me to be concerned on how I looked to somebody else. He really wanted me to fear God and not man. And the strange thing is there's not one of my closest friends that would have said I feared man. But the Lord could see something that was still there that had not been dealt with. And see, to be trusted with anointing for breakthrough, to minister in any measure of revival, you can't be controlled or influenced by the fear of man. It'll cripple you. And I feel like the Lord really is wanting to set all of us free. And for me, it just needed to be something dramatic where I could love people but not fear them, where I could serve people but not be controlled by them. And I think it's essential for what God's wanting to do in the earth. He's wanting to raise up a generation that can fear God only and love not their life unto death.
Oh, I see this aspect about you, but I see another aspect. I see a man that has compassion for people that are suffering.
Yes. Yeah.
Where'd this come from, this compassion? Jesus had this compassion.
Yeah, I hope it's, I would think it's from him. It's just, you get close to him, you feel his heart. You know, you feel his heart for anything. You feel his pleasure. I sometimes, honestly, I'll do an experiment. I'll put my hand on somebody's shoulder just to affectionately touch them. But what I'm really doing is I can sense the pleasure of the Lord for that person. And when you sense the pleasure of God for people, it's so hard to criticize them. It's so hard to think evil of them. Or, you know, all you want to do is to sow into their best, to call them into their destiny. When you discover that pleasure of the Lord for people, and I think it's closely connected to this compassion thing that Jesus was moved by compassion. Compassion always brings a miracle. Sympathy just brings comfort in a problem.
You told me that sometimes before you'll enter a store, you'll just
Be still. Explain what you'll do before you'll go into a retail store or someone's home or something like
that. Yeah. So, well, sometimes I realize, for example, I'm going into a store that's kind of a, the people who own it are involved in all different kinds of strange things. And so I'll pause for a moment on the outside, not to bind, not to loose, not to engage in any kind of warfare. I just turn my attention towards the Holy Spirit, my affection towards Him. And as soon as I recognize His presence resting upon me, then I go in the store. And I don't have to say anything. There's an atmospheric shift in the building when He rests upon you. My whole deal is the Holy Spirit's in every believer, but He doesn't always rest upon every believer. And that's what I think our challenge is learn to be a person that hosts Him in the sense that He rests upon us. Because He's in me for my sake, but He comes upon me for yours. He comes upon me for the sake of people around me.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but what I'm hearing you say is you come to your senses. This is my terminology. You come to your senses.
Yeah.
You begin to tell God how grateful you are for all He's done in your life. You begin to just have your heart touch His. Then when you walk into a retail establishment, the whole atmosphere around you. You must change the atmosphere in some stores.
Well, I hope so. We're supposed to.
Tell me about the time you went to a gas station and the atmosphere changed.
This was back when we had to stand in line at a particular station to pay. You couldn't pay at the pump. And I walked into the gas station, and the two people in front of me they were laughing just uncontrollably. And I thought maybe they knew each other. I thought maybe one of them had told a joke to the other one or something, you know. And finally, one of them broke loose, ran out of the store, pushed through the glass doors, turned around, and just stared at me from the other side of the glass. I don't know what happened, but righteousness, peace, and joy. The joy part became manifest there. And they didn't even know what they got to taste of, but they really did get to taste of the liberating presence and joy of God.
I have to tell you something funny. My uncle, I gave a video to, and he's no longer here right now, and the video was a Rodney Howard Brown video. And people had that same joy that Bill's talking about right now. But Rodney wasn't doing anything funny. And he called me on the phone and he said, "These people are crazy. This guy is not funny. I'm funnier than him, but he's getting more laughs than I'm getting." We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Bill Johnson's life-changing course, Hosting the Presence, Living in the Continuous Presence of God 24-7, which includes his book, study guide, and 8 anointed lessons on 2 DVDs. Yours for a donation of $59. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 1711. This one-of-a-kind course with Pastor Bill Johnson will prepare you for your ultimate God-given assignment. Through this powerful one-of-a-kind course, you will begin to witness the atmosphere of heaven everywhere you go. Have your questions answered in the scriptures on how to walk in the supernatural. Receive a powerful impartation to begin fulfilling your God-given destiny on hosting the presence of God. Begin demonstrating the greater miracles which Jesus Himself promised that you would be doing. Release a hunger like never before for a fresh baptism of fire. This 186-page study guide is ideal for small groups, personal Bible study, and even church classes. Includes Pastor Bill Johnson's own notes. Includes synchronized daily readings from his book and daily scripture selections. Includes questions that help you apply each lesson and helps activate the presence of God in your everyday life.
It's a full course. It's the workbook. It's the DVDs. And you will be instructed step by step to be normal, to host the presence of God.
Don't miss out on getting Bill Johnson's life-changing course, Hosting the Presence, Living in the Continuous Presence of God 24-7, which includes his book, study guide, and 8 anointed lessons on 2 DVDs. This course could cost you $99 elsewhere, but through this special offer, it is yours for a donation of $59. That's a $40 savings. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 1711. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 1711 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, I'm convinced that there is something called an immersion or a baptism of the Holy Spirit, and then it goes on. And fire. It seems to me, Bill, that's what happened to you in your bed.
Yeah.
You were baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire. Have you studied people in history that similar things have occurred?
Yeah.
Tell me one.
Yeah, there's quite a few of them that have had those encounters. John G. Lake is one of my heroes in history. And he met all the qualifications for one who was baptized in the Holy Spirit in a doctrinal sense. But he was so hungry for more that he knew he didn't have all that was available in that. And he just began to cry out to God. And he experienced something that was extreme and very, very dramatic. But that made the huge shift in his life from what would be considered normal by most believers into a lifestyle where he would praying for over 100 people a day, seeing 100,000 verified healings in Spokane, and the story goes on and on. But it started at that divine encounter, that what I would call, or you would call in this context, a baptism of fire.
If I was to force you to tell me something after all of these years of walking with the fire of God, seeing miracles than almost any man on the planet, more miracles, what is the one thing or two things you wish you had known from day one of ministry?
If I could go back 40 years and counsel me, I would turn my attention more towards the goodness of God. I wished I would have known how good He was. I theologically knew that, and I have had a great father. He's in heaven now. So I had a good image of a good father. That wasn't a problem. But I just did not know how good He was. I didn't know how extreme. I didn't realize it's impossible to exaggerate His goodness. I can distort it, I can defile it, but I can't exaggerate it.
Can you demonstrate His goodness right now by praying for people as God directs? And I can tell you right now, someone with pain in the back and neck has just been healed. Would you pray whatever God shows you right now?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Holy Spirit, I ask that You'd be released, You'd come in power right now upon people's bodies that we've already had testimony of metal dissolving in people's bodies, that You'd restore original parts, that where the metal plates exist and the torment exists. The people that are in chronic pain that never lets up because of that surgery gone bad, we just say, Lord, bring restoration as only You can do. Restore, and we pray this for the glory of God. We pray this for the glory of God. I pray as well, Lord, that You would restore people's sense of confidence of being loved by a father, that there would be such a revelation. My cry is that people would feel the embrace of a perfect father, a father that will not let go, and that realization would be released all through the TV audience, that there would be encounters and experiences. We want to grow in our confidence of Your greatness, Your significance. I pray for that. I pray as well that no disease would stand before the power of the name Jesus through this broadcast, that from cancer to mental illness, schizophrenia, to torment on the mind, all of these things would be lifted and literally driven out of people's lives for the honor of the name Jesus. Increase that anointing for breakthrough, Lord. Amen.
Would you pray one more very quick prayer?
Sure.
For the fire of God to fall on people?
Yeah. That is our cry. Father, release over every place this is viewed, let there be a release of a baptism of fire. A baptism of fire. God, we lay aside all of our experiences, the restrictions and restraints in our thinking, and we just say, God, we want more at any cost. Give us a baptism of fire, something that opens us up to the heart of God for the people. I pray this in Jesus' name.
More.
Yes, Lord.
God, I want more.
Yeah.
God, You be praying that right now. You be praying that. God, I want more. Tell them that. More, God. We want more.
I want increase, God.
Oh, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Father.
Bill Johnson, pastor of Bethel Church, has trained tens of thousands to take miracles, healing signs, and wonders from the church into the streets, schools, workplace, and neighborhoods. Now he wants to teach you how to have the presence of God in your everyday life. Call now and get Bill Johnson's life-changing course, Hosting the Presence, Living in the Continuous Presence of God 24/7, which includes his book, study guide, and 8 anointed lessons on 2 DVDs. Yours for a donation of $59. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 1711. This one-of-a-kind course with Pastor Bill Johnson will prepare you for your ultimate God-given assignment.
Your access to a lifestyle of signs and wonders starts with the presence of God. That is the heart and soul of the believer's life.
Through this powerful one-of-a-kind course, you will begin to witness the atmosphere of heaven everywhere you go. Have your questions answered in the scriptures on how to walk in the supernatural. Receive a powerful impartation to begin fulfilling your God-given destiny on hosting the presence of God. Begin demonstrating the greater miracles which Jesus himself promised that you would be doing. Release a hunger like never before for a fresh baptism of fire. This 186-page study guide is ideal for small groups, personal Bible study, and even church classes. Includes Pastor Bill Johnson's own notes. Includes synchronized daily readings from his book and daily scripture selections. Includes questions that help you apply each lesson and helps activate the presence of God in your everyday life.
It's just bringing the reality of God's dominion into every part of our life, whether it's my marriage, whether it's the way I relate to my children, my grandchildren, if it has to do with cancer in somebody's body, the torment on people's minds, the lost condition of humanity, bringing them to salvation. Heaven to earth means God's dominion, his rule being realized.
Now, this is just like you going out to Bill's school in Redding, California. It's a full course. It's the workbook, it's the DVDs, and you will not be like I was as a new believer saying, I want what Bill Johnson has. You will be instructed step by step to be normal, to host the presence of God.
Don't miss out on getting Bill Johnson's life-changing course, Hosting the Presence, Living in the Continuous Presence of God 24/7, which includes his book, study guide, and 8 anointed lessons on 2 DVDs. This course could cost you $99 elsewhere, but through this special offer, it is yours for a donation of $59. That's a $40 savings. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 1711. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 1711 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
My guest has invested 80,000 hours researching the scriptures and is considered a pioneer in understanding the Hebraic roots of the faith, and putting the two together, you will understand the end time book for the Bible, the book of Revelation.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.